The number of prescriptions doctors are writing for opioid painkillers is down, and not just because they're pulling back in the face of the addiction crisis. Alternative approaches to pain treatment are finding greater acceptance in mainstream healthcare. Bob Jones of Trumbull County has recurring pain from an old injury but isn't going to be getting opioids. He never wanted them and found his own solution for pain relief. He's with Warren area chiropractor Patrick Ensminger.
All I do is take the joint to its normal end range, which is about there, and I apply a little additional push, and you felt a little bit of a pop or click there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do the same procedure on the other side.
No, it felt good. Thank you. No medication. That's a good thing.
Ensminger says chiropractic treatment is increasingly popular with patients like Jones because it works by stopping musculoskeletal and nerve pain from happening, as opposed to just blocking, masking, or altering the perceptions of it like drugs do.
And the chiropractic role is to provide a valid, evidence-based, effective alternative to opioid prescribing.
Nationally, the number of opioid prescriptions written over the last 5 years has dropped nearly 9%. In Ohio, it's down almost 29%. Patients like Bob Jones are turning to chiropractic treatment because they want to avoid even any potential risk of addiction from opioids. However, chiropractic and other non-traditional practices are gaining popularity for another reason. As a practical matter, drug-based pain treatment doesn't work for people like professional driver Tony Robbins.
With my occupation, I cannot be on any kind of prescription medication because I have to operate company equipment, and also the side effects. When I did take some for some surgeries I had, there would be no way I could stay on those, you know, and go back to work.
Until recently, alternative pain treatment has typically not been available from traditional healthcare providers. But Patrick Ensminger, who is also president of the Eastern Ohio Chiropractic Society, says based on recent conversations with Mercy Health, Ohio's largest hospital system, changes are coming.
Mercy Group has taken it upon themselves to work proactively towards a referral or even inpatient program offering chiropractic services to provide alternatives to opioids.
Frank Beck is the head of dental services at Mercy Health and is leading the hospital organization's task force on pain. He says it not only recognizes the need for alternative pain treatment options, but also that different kinds of pain need different approaches.
If they're dental, they get shipped down here. If they're musculoskeletal, we have a physical medicine rehabilitation institute where the chiropractic piece is going to fit in. So as we're looking to the alternatives to opioids, there's a whole bunch. Acupuncture's one as well.
The healthcare industry as a whole is also taking steps to expand alternative pain treatment options. The Joint Commission, the National Hospital Accreditation Organization, now requires considering alternative treatments before prescribing opioids. So do many states. Bobby D'Amato is CEO of a medical billing and coding service based in Youngstown.
In the state of Ohio, there are 4 bullet points: chiropractor, acupuncturist, behavior, or cognitive therapy they have to reach out to before they'll be put on opioids.
D'Amato says some states are being more aggressive, with West Virginia even passing a law requiring health insurers to cover a minimum of 20 visits to alternative treatment providers for patients in need of pain relief. In Ohio, there are new efforts underway to bring alternative pain treatments into the mainstream. A group of major health insurers participating in a state task force released a list of recommendations this month for battling the opioid crisis, including increasing coverage of non-opioid pain treatment. And University Hospital will be holding a symposium in September focusing on non-pharmaceutical approaches to pain management. I'm Tim Riddell, 89.7 WKSU.